The chief medical officer said this morning's COVID death is yet another young person, noting that the COVID-19 numbers will be updated later today to reflect the latest fatality. Dr. Kizer Beach said admissions for COVID-19 are continuing at both the Milton Cato Memorial Hospital and the Argyle Isolation Facility, where the majority of those cases are people who are unvaccinated.
In the US release, which should come out today, we would have to report yet another death in another young person, and so we would then have, as of this morning, the 28th of October, we would have had 65 persons who died from COVID-19. We had 1,781 active cases as of Monday the 25th. So we will update these figures. In terms of admissions, we continue to have admissions both at the Argyle Isolation Facility and at the Milton Cato Memorial Hospital. And as has been reported all along, the majority of these persons are unvaccinated persons. And all of the persons who have died from COVID to date have been unvaccinated persons.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simon Kizer Beach. Regionally, Prime Minister of Barbados Mia Mottley has disclosed that the establishment of safe zones that was scheduled to begin on November 1st with healthcare facilities might be delayed by at least a week. At the same time, she has indicated that once the new measure is established across the various sectors, she would not be stepping in to stop private entities from asking for a test for those who have not taken the COVID-19 vaccine. And after weeks of uncertainty, Jamaica has received another shipment of Pfizer vaccines to boost the island's stock. Some 45,000 doses of the Pfizer vaccines arrived in the country on Wednesday at the Norman Manley International Airport in Kingston. Internationally, shops, restaurants, and schools have shut in Moscow in a partial lockdown as Russia battles record COVID-19 deaths and infections. Only essential shops like supermarkets and pharmacies are allowed to open in the capital, while food outlets are only providing takeaways. Authorities have also given workers across Russia 9 days off from Saturday in a bid to curb infections. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.